Welcome back to Faith in 5. Today we're going to take a look at Colossians 1, verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. Now that verse is short, but it contains the entire story of the universe. It tells us that Jesus isn't just part of God's plan, he is the plan. Everything was made by him, through him, and for him. And here's the best part. He's not distant. He's personally holding your world together right now. Now, when Paul was writing this, at the time people were being told that Jesus was just another spiritual being, one among many. Paul wanted to set the record straight. He said, he is before all things. Jesus existed before creation, before time, before the stars, and before you and me. And John 1:3 puts it clearly. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Every atom, every mountain, every heartbeat began with him. Jesus is not a created being. He's a creator. When you realize that, it changes how you see everything. The same Lord who formed the oceans also formed you. The same word that spoke galaxies into existence still speaks peace into your life. Now let's look at that second part. In him, all things consist. That means he's not only the creator, he's the sustainer. Hebrews 1:3 says, he upholds all things by the word of his power. So it's not by effort, it's not by struggle, but by his word. Think about that. The earth spins perfectly. Gravity works. Your lungs fill with air, all because Christ holds it together. But this isn't just cosmic, it's personal. He holds you together. When life feels scattered, when your heart feels heavy, when your plans fall apart, Jesus doesn't. He doesn't let you go. Maybe you're facing something that feels too big to hold. Family tension, anxiety, financial pressure, issues in the marriage, or even a loss of a loved one. You don't have to hold it together by yourself. Christ already is. Acts 17:28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. That means every breath you take, every step you make, and every decision you face, all of it happens within his sustaining grace. So instead of asking, how am I going to keep it all together? Ask, Lord, what are you holding together that I can trust you with? When we stop trying to control everything and start trusting the one who controls everything, we discover peace. We start to see the same Jesus who holds the galaxies in place also holds our hearts steady in the storm. I heard once someone say it like this, when your world feels like it's falling apart, remember, it's really just falling into place in his hands. And maybe you've experienced that, a season that felt chaotic, but later you saw how God was weaving things together for good. Romans 8:28 tells us, in all things God works for the good of those who love him. That's what it means to hold all things together. He's not just keeping the universe intact, he's working every detail of your story into his perfect plan. So here's my challenge today. Take one area of your life that feels fragile. Maybe it's your marriage, your job, your health, or even your faith itself, and surrender it to Jesus. And pray this simple prayer. Lord, I can't hold this together, but I know you can. Help me trust that you're in control, even when I can't see the plan. And then throughout your day, remind yourself of this truth. In him, all things consist. When you feel pressure rising, whisper it again. When worry creeps in, repeat it. Because the same Savior who holds the stars in the sky holds every piece of your heart, and he's never going to let go.